MTV's official Challenge podcast is back for another season.
And so are we.
I'm Tori Deal.
And I'm Anissa Ferreira.
The wait is over, guys. All Stars 4 is finally here.
And this season takes it to a whole new level. Old school legends, modern power players, and ex-lovers are all competing in Cape Town, South Africa for the prize of $300,000.
And we're going to be right here along with you fans, covering every episode on the podcast.
Listen to MTV's official Challenge podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith, host of the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at the very least as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and I answer your phone calls and respond to your tweets. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions and straight-shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers, all that and more. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
From LinkedIn News, I'm Leah Smart, host of Everyday Better, an award-winning weekly podcast dedicated to personal development. Whether you're looking for ways to shift your mindset or seeking more fulfillment in your life, we've got you covered. Join me as we dive into captivating stories and research-backed ideas that have empowered me and others to lead lives with more clarity and intention. Everyday Better, making growth an everyday practice. Listen to Everyday Better on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
From LinkedIn News, I'm Jesse Hempel, host of the Hello Monday podcast. In my 20s, I knew what career success looked like. In midlife, it's not that simple. Work is changing, we are changing, and there's no guidebook for how to make sense of it. Start your week with the Hello Monday podcast. Listen to Hello Monday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hello and welcome to episode 172 of the VEASAN Market Insights Podcast. I'm your host, Josh Applebaum. Happy Wednesday, everyone. Happy hump day. What a day it was yesterday, guys. Absolutely incredible. Pretty much swept the board. I love it when we grind and grind and grind and there's ups and downs along the way, but then you have a night where you pretty much hit everything that you touch. It is just a great feeling. I think, you know, the hard work we're putting in, nights like last night are when they really pay off and you say, man, you know, to me, I feel like, you know, we cap every game correctly except the occasional, you know, awful play maybe when I'm looking at, you know, the Jaguars against the Dolphins. But other than that, guys, there's an element of luck, and sometimes luck is with you. Sometimes it's against you. We all know sports betting isn't easy. It's a grind. It's a marathon, not a sprint. You got to just stick with it and stay even keel. But a night like last night, when really everything goes your way, is absolutely fantastic. So first of all, I got to give a shout out to one guy in particular. Tyler Hero. Tyler Hero. Woo! Can you believe it, guys? Tyler Hero got us the cover with the Miami Heat. Absolutely incredible. Doubled up in that NBA game. I love it, sweeping both the under and the Heat plus the points. But absolutely incredible there. And what's funny is, you know, so obviously the reason why I like the Heat, and I think a lot of you guys were on them last night as well, obviously it was a public play where about two-thirds of the bets in the public were on the Lakers, and the Lakers opened -7.5. You saw them get up to 8. When they got to 8, I got a little bit worried, but then we saw the news that Bam would play. The line got back down to 7.5. It even got down to 7 at some books. So I jumped on the 7.5 when I could. And I love the fact that, you know, obviously Tyler Hero, so if you didn't see it, I know you saw it. I know you stayed up late and actually tweeted a video about it at Josh_insights for my account. But that was what we call a good old-fashioned beat-off the entire time. That was back and forth. It was close. The Lakers made a move late. And what's funny is, you know, that last second three. So Tyler Hero, LeBron goes down, makes two free throws, makes it a 102-93 game, so a nine-point game. So everyone with the 7.5 is saying, man, what's going to happen here? Am I going to lose it on those free throws? Boom, Tyler Hero with 1.1 seconds left, nails a three. And anyone who tells you that was a meaningless three, you can tell them, not to me, it wasn't. That three covered the number for the Miami Heat. So absolutely fantastic. Ended up losing by 6 when they trailed by 9. The three got the cover for the Miami Heat, +7.5. And I don't, like, you know, a lot of people are like, you're lucky, you're lucky. I tweeted this, and everyone's like, oh, you just got lucky. Oh, what a terrible call. No, the Heat were the play the entire time. And my guy, Matty Humans, who I work with, who is one of the sharpest of all the sharp wise guys, he had a great reply to my tweet. He said, the Heat were the play for 47 minutes, and they lost it a little bit the last minute. So they just still deserve to get that win and cover, and not the win, but the cover. But a great, great hit there with Miami Heat plus the points. So shout out to my guy, Tyler Hero. I saw he's not even eligible to drink. He's still 20 years old, but when he turns 21, on behalf of the VSiN Market Insights pod, we're going to buy him a beer. And I don't know if you guys do this, but I kind of have my like personal sports betting Hall of Fame. It can be random guys, nobody guys, you know, anybody who covers a number for me. So like Joe Burrow went into my Hall of Fame this year, covering that number on Thursday night. We can put Tyler Hero in my Hall of Fame after last night. The list is long, but I keep a memory of all the players who make plays to get me a cover. And guess what, Tyler Hero, you are now in the Market Insights Hall of Fame. So great cover last night with the Heat. And then also the under. Doubled up, baby. Literally. Everything we touched turned to gold last night. Fantastic. But the total was 219.5. Got down to 218.5. Then went up and then came back down on the news of Bam playing. And it actually closed at 218. Even I saw some 217.5 out there at some global books. But that was a great hit to the under. Didn't even come close. Didn't even crack 200 points. So the under to me was you had under refs. Both Brown and John Goebel were under guys. And you saw that public betting over, yet the total fell. And we have in the NBA Finals, a little bit of an edge to the under anyway. So under and the Heat, a double dip. And I'm burying the lead. How about Major League Baseball? Great night last night, gentlemen, ladies and gents. Houston Astros came up huge for the team. That was a really sharp reverse line move. It opened at slight favorite here, or pick 'em type game, slight favorite to the Athletics, and the line flipped to around minus 110 to Houston, even though they were getting less than half the tickets. Houston rolls 5-2, able to hit the Astros. And how about my Tampa Bay Rays, baby? I was playing up the Rays, and I was on multiple shows yesterday, guys. I did the pod, then I hosted Lombardi Line, then I hosted Betting Across America. Tuesday, Wednesdays are my busiest days of the week. And I kept saying, man, Tampa Bay, sharpest play of the night, sharpest play of the night. And as the day went on, I'm like, man, I love this game so much. I hope I'm not jinxing it. And wouldn't you know it, sharp play came through. Tampa poured on the run, 7-5. They were contrarian. And you can put this one in the Hall of Fame. Contrarian, reverse line move, fade the trendy dog. So you guys hear me talk about it all the time. But why do we like Tampa? The line moved in their favor, around minus 115 to minus 120. Actually got up to around minus 125. And a natural buyback a little bit down there at the end. But all liability from the start, line was moving to Tampa. And why is that notable? Because 2/3 of bets were on the Yankees. So anytime you see a line go away from the popular side, Yankees, toward the unpopular side, Tampa Bay, tells you sharps got down on that number, pushed that number, and that's what I call fade the trendy dog. We love dogs when they're unpopular, because when they're gross, no one wants to touch them, the public thinks they got no shot, therefore they have a ton of value, because you can take advantage of inflated lines or better numbers or bet against that public bias. When a dog becomes popular, they lose all of their value, because then the public, it's like the hipsters. My sister lives in Brooklyn, New York. And you know the hipsters, they always say, anytime something becomes accepted by society, it no longer becomes cool. It's uncool when no one thinks it's cool. But once it becomes cool, it loses its cool. So maybe that's a bad example. I think it's actually a pretty good example. But with dogs, once they become cool and the public loves them, they lose all their value. And that's what we saw last night. So Tampa Bay came up huge for the team. And I don't know what people did late night, but I did end up taking the Dodgers. I like to move to them. They were like minus 150 to minus 164. So I think I ended up going 6-0 last night, guys. It was a fantastic day. So let's keep it going. Resetting the stage here on a hump day on a Wednesday. We're halfway through our week. Having a great week, guys. We got to keep it up. I want to remind everyone that, anytime that, and I think I always love saying this, it's always a good thing to say because, you know, anytime you have a really bad day, like say we went 0-6. Or say we went 6-0. I'll tell you the same thing after each day. Never get too high, never get too low. If you go 0-6, it doesn't mean the next day you lay off the board because you're terrified and scared and you lost money and you just, the quickest thing to say to yourself is, I'm not going to bet today. Or when you go 0-6, you don't double down, triple down, chase the next day to try to get it all back. Sway from your one unit per plays. Same thing if you go 6-0. You don't get cocky and arrogant and feel like you're invincible. And feel like you're you can't lose, and then you you double, triple your units, and double down, triple down. You don't do that either. You don't get loose with the model. Up, down, treading water, you know, up 10 units, down 10 units, doesn't matter what it is. You always have the same mentality. I hope this is something that the podcast really, I try to stress a lot because, you know, to me, I deal with a lot of new bettors, and one of my favorite things in the world is working with new bettors and helping them to make smart bets, bet with their head, not their heart, learn how to read line movement, learn how to locate sharp action and smart money and how to go contrarian and what makes a play valuable. But I think a big thing that a lot of new bettors struggle with is the mental side of it. You're going to have tough days, guys. You're going to have days when things don't go your way. You know, we went through a stretch in the last week of Major League Baseball season where I felt like nothing went our way. But now we're hitting every baseball play. You know, knock on wood, it continues. But what I'm getting at is you got to be thick-skinned. You can't be too reactive. If you get down 2-0 in the first inning, you can't smash your TV and bet the other side and go nuts. Stick with it. Grind with it. There are good days and there are bad days. But if you overreact, that's really going to hurt you. You got to be even keeled. And I always give this example. Look at Bill Belichick. Maybe today's not a good example because I found out Stephon Gilmore tested positive for COVID. Jesus, I'm worried about my Patriots now. But guess what, guys? Look at him. Look at Belichick on the sideline. When you look at him and his face, and I asked you, is he up by 20 or down by 20? You know, is it a tied score? Is he winning or losing? You would never know because you know what Belichick is? Even keeled. And that's what you got to be as a sports bettor. Never get too high when you're winning. Never get too low when you're losing. When you're losing, you're never as bad as your losing record. And when you're winning, you're usually never as good as your winning record. You're always somewhere in between. So, you know, off of a great night last night, guys, bankroll management, stick with it. Don't double down, triple down. It's always risking one unit, bet to risk, not bet to win. One unit per play. One unit is 3% of your bankroll. And just grind, grind, grind. That's something that I always want to stress because I think it's one of the hardest things to learn and deal with. But it's so, so important. If you want to be a sports bettor long term, you got to be thick-skinned. You got to be Belichick, stone-faced on the sideline. Not get too high. Not get too low. With that being said, a little resetting of the stage. Thanks again for joining us on a Wednesday. I think we can stretch our legs a little bit today because we have kind of a smaller slate. It's another huge Major League Baseball day, and I'm seeing a bunch of games that I'm liking today. So we have 4 games in MLB. It's really a baseball day. But then I also want to talk a little look ahead to Heat Lakers, the next game, and also looking ahead to the NFL. Because in the newsletter this morning, make sure you sign up, VSiN.com/newsletter, free to your inbox every single morning, recapping the previous day, giving you promos for a bunch of different sports books. I also have my market insights column, getting some early game breakdowns, help you guys beat some closing lines, identify some sharp action. I talked in the newsletter today about NFL Week 5 games that are really starting to get hit. So we're getting a clearer picture now. We're on a Wednesday. Buffalo, Tennessee, Miami, San Fran, Denver, New England, all still off the board, either COVID concerns or don't know the quarterback. So we'll see what happens there. But I'm seeing a lot of line movement, specifically talking about the Thursday night game. I'm seeing a huge line move to one of the two teams for tomorrow night. So we'll then talk after baseball and a little look at to the NBA, possibly the last game of the season here when the Lakers go for the jugular and try to eliminate the Heat. We'll end the pod with a little NFL look ahead because I think it's really important to stay dialed into how lines open, how they move, where they get to and don't go to, reading the tea leaves, the juice. That's really, really key, how a line evolves throughout a week. So we'll end the pod with looking at early Week 5 NFL moves. Remember, as always, a little housekeeping. I want you guys to become a VSiN member and a VSiN subscriber. You know, I'm just a small piece of VSiN. I do the pod, I do the newsletter, I do Lombardi Line, Betting Across America. But guess what? We have so much to offer at VSiN, and I love and respect everyone that I work with because a lot of them are way sharper than me, and a lot of them can really, really help you to make smart bets. So I would love for you guys to sign up, become a member. First thing you'll get is Point Spread Weekly, our digital magazine. It's really our biggest thing all week, where it's about 100 pages, a bunch of different sports, breaking down best bets, power ratings, NFL, UFC, horse racing, golf, NASCAR. It's all included there. So you'll get that with a membership. That's new Points Spread Weekly is actually coming out today. And then you'll also get all those best bet emails in the afternoon, which I love. I love it when I overlap with people that I respect. So you'll get all those included. And you can do whatever you want. You can tail them. You can fade them. You can do whatever you want with them. But I like knowing what people I respect are betting on, because it helps me to say, yesterday I like Houston, and I see Jason Weingarten and Gil Alexander on Houston. Boom. Makes me more confident. Or maybe someone's on the other side of a game I like, and maybe I got to revisit it. But to me, that best bet email is really, really key. And then you also get all the replays of all the programming. You get all of our exclusive content, betting guides, all that listed. So go to VSiN.com/subscribe. You can try it out for 7 days. See if you like it. I know you will. Then you can go monthly or save a lot of money and get a year. But if you go to VSiN.com/subscribe, that's how you become a member. Reminder, as always, lastly, before we get to baseball today, which I am loving MLB, lastly is get on Twitter. Twitter is where it's at. Twitter is where the betting convo never ends. It's where you get exclusive breaking news, injuries, line moves, all that information. When you're a sports bettor, Twitter is a tool that you use to your advantage. And you can also use it to create a gambling community, direct message other bettors around the globe or around the country that you respect. You can always reach out to me. But what we got to do is create your account. And if you've already created it, make sure you follow at VSiN Live. Tweet out a lot of little clips and, 2 minute breakdowns, breaking down games or best bets, whatever it may be, talking analysis and examining different line moves. And you can also follow me at Josh_insights. I tweeted out a couple of videos last night. I was amped. I was loving it last night. Last night was a great night that we deserve. So great hit there with Tyler Hero, our guy, and also Tampa Bay. And I will say it's funny. My girlfriend, I watch sports all the time. I try not to overload her with it. And, we always got to take some time, where I watch a game on the iPad and she's watching Dancing with the Stars. But she was actually kind of interested in this NBA Finals game that I was watching, because she found out online there's this girl, funny story, tangent. We have fewer games today. I can go on a tangent a little. But there's this girl who actually dated Kyle Kuzma. They broke up. Now she's dating Tyler Hero. My girl is all up on the drama and, the love triangle here. So I showed her the girl on Instagram. She follows her now, and she was really she's like fascinated by the love triangle with Tyler Hero and Kuzma and this girl. And wouldn't you know it, Hero nails the three to give us the cover. So fantastic. But let's get after it, guys. What we're gonna do real quick. I actually want to take a very, very short break here, actually, because we're halfway through the pod, 15 minutes in. I know there's a lot of housekeeping to start. But I'll make sure we can keep the suspense going here. We're going to take a very short break, and then when we get back, we're going to roll through Major League Baseball, talk a little NFL, talk a little NBA, and hopefully keep this winning trend going on a Wednesday. So stick with us. We'll be right back after a very short break, and we'll be right back on a Wednesday on the VSiN Market Insights Podcast with me, your host, your buddy, the guy you sweat games with, and the guy you break down games with, your buddy, Josh Applebaum. We'll be right back.
The Big Take from Bloomberg News brings you what's shaping the world's economies with the smartest and best-informed business reporters around the world.
Western nations like the U.S. and Europe.
Mexico will likely have its first female president.
And then you have China.
And help you understand what's happening, what it means, and why it matters.
He'll get his yo-yos to Europe in time. But the longer this drags on, the more worry he's getting.
They knew that they needed to do this as fast as they possibly could to get a drug on the market as fast as they could.
I'm David Gura.
I'm Sarah Holder.
I'm Saleha Mohsen. We cover the stories behind what's moving money and markets.
Basically, everyone was expecting, if not a calamity, certainly a recession.
But the problem is that paperwork, as our reporting showed, is fake.
As someone who's covering the market, I'm often very worried about an imminent collapse. So I'm thinking about it quite often.
Listen to The Big Take on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Saleha Mohsen, and I've covered economic policy for years and reported on how it impacts people across the United States. In 2016, I saw how voters were leaning towards Trump and how so many Americans felt misunderstood by Washington. So I started The Big Take DC. We dig into how money, politics, and power shape government and the consequences for voters.
It's an election year, so there's a lot of focus on the voters that TikTok is reaching.
The initial reaction is like, oh, things are looking so resilient.
I don't want to be too pessimistic, but I just don't see the political will down in Washington right now to change their tune.
I think the American electorate has been signaling that it expects a rematch of the 2020 election. These are unprecedented times.
With new episodes every Thursday, you can listen to The Big Take DC on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
MTV's official Challenge podcast is back for another season.
And guess what? So are we.
Just in case you forgot, I'm Tori Deal. I'm a 6-time finalist and a Challenge champion.
And I'm Anissa Ferrer, and I've been gracing your screens for the last 2 decades. I am a veteran challenger and Challenge All-Star.
And speaking of All-Stars, All-Stars 4 is finally here.
I'm going to be honest. I literally thought this day was never going to come.
Well, the Challenge gods have answered our prayers, and we're going to be right here along with you fans covering every episode on the podcast.
And this season takes it to a whole new level. Old school legends, modern power players, redemption seekers, and ex-lovers are all competing in Cape Town, South Africa for the prize of $300,000.
Anyone can win, relationships matter, and only one all-star will claim the title of Challenge Champion.
Listen to MTV's official Challenge podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Nikki Glaser Podcast.
Her roast of Tom Brady stole the show. Now she's talking about it on the latest episode of the Nikki Glaser Podcast.
I said, tell Tom Brady that I'm the Tom Brady of roasting.
Lots of people roasted the goat, but only Nikki is still being talked about.
Every time I refresh my DMs, it's 14 blue check marks of people I didn't even know who knew me are writing like paragraphs to me.
Hear that in all episodes of the Nikki Glaser Podcast on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search the Nikki Glaser Podcast to start listening.
All right, everyone, thank you for staying with us. So we are back on the Wednesday edition of the Visa Market Insights podcast. Let's talk Major League Baseball. We have 4 games today. I don't know if anyone took any series price numbers on either Atlanta or the Dodgers. I dabbled a little bit, but those are way up now. They're going from, I think, like minus 300 up to around minus 600 now for a couple of these. But let's talk about the first game today, Miami and Atlanta. So what are we looking at here? I'm actually intrigued by betting Atlanta today. I'm going to take a shot on Atlanta. I'll tell you why. Number one, I don't love that you're laying this big number here with Atlanta. But to me, it's not just a public play. You do have a slight majority of bets on Atlanta. To me, it is also a sharp play. It's a pros and Joes type play. So the way I look at this, you have Pablo Lopez against Ian Anderson. Anderson, pretty high draft pick, pitching great, 1.64 ERA here. What I'm looking at is this line opened with Atlanta listed, depending on where you're looking, around a minus 190 favorite here. And we've seen this line shoot up to minus 200, minus 210, even minus 220. So I don't like that I'm laying this big number again. And if you tell me, here's where you may have a little disagreement on the pod. If you tell me you like Miami, I'm really not going to argue with you. Miami is contrarian. It's a heavily bet game. They're a road division dog with a high total. Technically, the total's 8.5. What I like with Atlanta is I'm seeing some steam on Atlanta. So Atlanta got pushed. I'm even seeing some books that open closer to minus 170. I think we'll call the true opener like minus 190. But it's not just public. I've seen a lot of steam across the board from respected bettors hit Atlanta, cause that line to really, really tick up. And remember, a number moving minus 190 to minus 210, minus 220, you know, that's not public driven. A line move that big when you're talking, you know, 10, 20 cents or more. And when I see 10 cent moves, that's when I really start to take notice. You know, we saw it yesterday pretty much, even though it came back down a little bit, but those were like 10 cent moves with Houston and with Tampa Bay yesterday and with the Dodgers as well. But looking at this one, you know, line move toward Atlanta. And also, you know, the steam across Atlanta moving that number. Also, like, you know, if you're looking at the total, I was intrigued a little bit by the under. Because the total opened 8.5, and anytime it got to 9, and you have heavy betting on the over today, actually, with Lopez and Anderson on the mound, and you know, you saw yesterday the public recency bias. Miami and Atlanta score 14 runs, so public is just going to automatically take over again today. But if you can wait this one out and get a 9, I'm really intrigued by the 9. I've seen a lot of smart money. You know, open 8.5, tons of betting over. Anytime it gets pushed up to 9, it automatically goes back down to 8.5. And this would be, as of now, the Minute Maid Park retractable roof. It's open and wind is blowing in, which is nice. Even if they close it, closed roof is good for an under. We also have Dan Bellino behind the plate. He's one of the best under umps. He's 55% to the under. So I'm a little intrigued by the under, only if it gets to 9, hold out for a 9. And I do like Atlanta. I know it's a little chalky, but to me, that's not just a chalky play on a favorite that has public backing. It's got pro money as well, causing that line to move. So I'm going Atlanta. Next game, probably my favorite play of the day, or the next two are my two favorite plays of the day. I'm going Oakland A's today, guys. So we talk a lot about being a sports bettor, not only at the beginning of the show. You got to have thick skin. You can't get too high, can't get too low. Got to stay even keeled. You also have to have zero bias, because when you're a sports bettor, you could bet on one team one day and bet on them the next day, or you could go the other way and bet against them. The way I look at it is I wake up and I look at every single day with zero bias. Of course, I have my own biases. Of course, they seep in. Of course, I can't, you know, stop it sometimes. But I try to do everything I can to tell myself, I don't have any preference for any team today. I'm going to look at the data and tell me, and have the data and line movement tell me which play is the sharper play. Again, go based on the data. Go based on what you think. So basically what I'm saying is Houston cashed for us 2 days in a row. I've cashed two straight Houston Astros tickets. So does that mean, hey, I love the Astros. You keep winning for me. I'm going to just keep riding you. You don't want that mentality. You want to go into today saying, I'm going to bet on whichever team has a sharp line move and has value. So I'm looking at Oakland today. What I do like about Oakland, it's just a pretty sharp move. You know, I'm seeing this line opened as Houston Astros is a very short favorite, minus 115. And this line is now flipping to a pick 'em. And I'm actually seeing a lot of these books move further toward Oakland. So Oakland's really going, depending on where you're looking, plus 105 or plus 110 to now minus 105. So this line is moving toward Oakland, even though a slight majority are, you know, saying just give me the Astros because they're hot. The only two sharp plays that I've seen coming on this game are both on Oakland. So to me, this is an Oakland play. They're down 2-0. You know, this is really their season here. You can't get down 3-0. And this is a best of five. So if Houston wins today, it's over, I believe. I think I'm right about that. But I'm digging this spot here for Houston, for Oakland. Really sharp reverse line move in their favor. It'd also be a playoff dog high total. So historically, playoff dogs, this is the highest total of the day. It's a 9. And it's actually juiced up over as well. It's the over minus 120. So it might be another high-scoring game here. It's Dodger Stadium where this game will be played. Ooh, I kind of like the over. Wind is blowing out. You got an over ref. Jerry Meals was pretty good to the over, about 53%. And the juice is, I think it opened 8.5. Did it open 8.5? Or it was pretty much 9, but all that liability is over 9, minus 115. So if you tell me like the over in Oakland, can we get 10 runs? I'm intrigued by that. But I like Oakland here to keep their season alive. And they're pitching Jesus Luzardo. Astros are pitching Urquidy. Lizardo lefty. Houston was 12-10 against lefties this year. 20-21 against righties. But I'm looking at Oakland today with a good sharp line move. Next game, Tampa Bay and the New York Yankees. Again, another example of don't go into a game expecting one way or the other. Let the numbers tell you where the value is coming in. I'm going Yankees here. Yankees to me are a little bit like Atlanta. Not a big number, but kind of both a pro and Joe game with some line movement. So the Yankees got Tanaka against Morton. The Yankees are coming off a loss here. I like them to bounce back. I saw the Yankees open around a minus 120 favorite with Tampa Bay kind of a short plus 110 dog. And this line is moving further to the Yankees. So Yankees are now up to minus 125, minus 128. They're creeping up toward minus 130. And I've seen some steam across the market hit the Yankees and move that number up. So I'm going Yankees here. Tanaka against Morton. Tanaka, he didn't play great his last start, but he does have some good postseason numbers here. And Charlie Morton, after a great year last year, he's been mediocre. So I like the Yankees to, series is tied up 1-1 to now take that 2-1 lead. And we have a pretty good line move toward New York in this one. I would lean a little bit to the under here, Tampa and New York. Public is all over the over, yet it opened at 9, and actually the 9 under is minus 120. So I'm seeing a lot of under money come in on this one, and this would be, this is Petco Park, wind is blowing in a little bit, but a lot of these nines have been getting hit, so I'm intrigued by an under nine there, but that's a Yankee play for me. So yeah, three plays on the money line today, Atlanta, Oakland, and the New York Yankees. So let's get after it. Now let's flip our attention a little bit, and by the way, I skipped San Diego Dodgers because it's annoying me. San Diego, like, announce your starter. We still don't have lines. It's Kershaw for the Dodgers. We don't know who's pitching for San Diego. I don't have an opener on that game. It's still off the board. So if you want to message me on Twitter later today, that's a 9:08 game. I'll let you know what I'm seeing there. But that would be game two after Dodgers had a win last night, 5-1. Nice hit there if you're on the Dodgers. But yeah, we don't have a number there. We're waiting for the San Diego pitcher. So hit me up on Twitter at Josh_insights if you want to ask me my thoughts on it later. Let's go over to NBA. We have actually a two-day break here, so I wouldn't really we'll monitor this, see what it's looking at. I actually kind of think you may want to grab it sooner rather than later. But this it's now 3-1, commanding lead for the Heat. They're up big in this series, big favorite to finish off the Heat. Next game isn't until Friday. But I did see this line open, Lakers -7.5. It's down to 7 at a lot of books. If you still have a book hanging at 7.5, to me, the hook could be crucial. We saw it with Tyler Hero last night. But I did see very quickly, -7.5 Lakers down to 7. So it looks like you had some smart money hit. Miami Heat +7.5. Grab the hook, cause it to fall. And a little bit to the under as well, 217 down to 216. So early look to Friday's game, possibly the last NBA game of the season. Line move to the Heat and the under in that one. Now let's talk some NFL, because we are, I'm worried about my Patriots, okay? I'm worried about Stephon Gilmore. I did see a couple more positive tests for Titans, and that's not good because they should have been done with it by now. So who knows? It may end up working out in our favor, where if any of these games end up not being played, like Buffalo, Tennessee, or Denver, New England, kind of like last week, it'll be two fewer games for the public to choose from. This is also the first week where we have some bye weeks. So it could be a smaller slate this Sunday, which may benefit us, as fewer games to choose from means public loads up on the same ones. They'll all be more heavily bet, so more bias will seep into each game. But here's what we're looking at early. I tell you what, guys, anybody want to sweat? Da Bears. Who would win in a fight, Deca or a Hurricane? Da Bears. I'm loving the Bears for tomorrow night, Thursday Night Football, Tampa Bay at Chicago. Bears are sharp as a tack. This is one of the most lopsided games of the week. You have almost 9 out of 10 bets. Ridiculous betting on Tampa Bay. Everyone's taking Tampa Bay. Brady looks good. They've won 3 in a row. They're rolling here. And now they're going to Chicago, coming off a loss. Chicago got a lot of crap for like being a fake 3-0 team. Now they're 3-1. But I am loving the Bears here. This game opened Tampa Bay as a 6-point road favorite. The line is now down to 4.5. Now, any line move in football is meaningful. You know, a 1.5 move, 6 down to 4.5, is huge. But it's even more huge because everyone is taking Tampa. So the fact that you saw the Bears go +6 to +4.5, that is a massive sign of sharp action hitting the Bears. And I'm seeing just a ton of smart money flooded on the Bears here. The last move I saw with the Bears was at 5.5. I saw a little bit of 5. You're now at 4.5. I would wait this one out. Maybe it ticks back up just naturally in terms of, you know, as more and more, if it gets so lopsided, which it pretty much already is, maybe it ticks back up to 5. But if you had jumped on the Bears early, man, are you beating the closing line, feeling good about that. If it's still 4.5, I'll end up going Chicago 4.5, but I would have liked to have gotten a better number on that one. But that is very, very clear, incredibly sharp play on the Chicago Bears. Remember, Thursday night, this is going to be ridiculously contrarian, heavily bet game, and Thursday night home teams do well. Bears don't have to travel. They were home last week against the Colts and lost. Tampa's got to travel. That's an advantage here to Chicago. Keep on cruising. Carolina, Atlanta. Loving Carolina. They're both a pro and Joe play here. Atlanta opened -3.5. They're down to 2. Yesterday it was 2.5. I'm even seeing some books go to 1, 1.5. Sharp as a tack on Carolina Panthers. They'd also be a road division dog with a line move in their favor. We did see with the Washington football team, they're going to start Kyle Allen and bench Haskins, and we're starting to see the line come back a little bit. But I did see the Washington football team get a lot of money. They opened 9.5, +9.5. They're down to 7.5. They're actually down to 7. It looks like it may go back up a little bit, so we'll keep an eye on that one. I'm digging Jacksonville. They're on the road against Houston. Houston fired their coach. Public is still on Houston, doesn't like Jacksonville. But you did see Houston fall 6.5. Down to 6. I'm seeing even a 5.5 touchdown at some books. So Jags are looking good. Keep on cruising, Philly, Pittsburgh. I really want a 7.5 with Philly. If not, I'll just take Philly +7. But that's a really lopsided play with a line freeze. Everyone betting Pittsburgh, yet line hasn't moved. So that's still 7 with the Eagles in that one. keep on cruising. A couple more, Indy and Cleveland. Indianapolis Colts have been very sharp, open at a pick 'em. Got up to 2.5 on the road with Indy. And you saw a little buyback. You know, I saw it plus 2.5. Cleveland got hit, and it brought the line back down to 1.5. So we'll keep an eye on that one. I'm still leaning Indy, though, because they are contrarian publics on Cleveland. I don't like that it came back down to 1.5, but to me, you maybe get a better play money line to Indy there. So keep an eye on Indy. And also, I'm really digging Minnesota. That's a Sunday night game. They're at Seattle. Seattle open minus 7.5. Line's now down to 7. You would have loved to get the hook there. It's a really high total, 57.5. Probably have a good contrarian under opportunity there. But I'm looking at Minnesota very contrarian with some line movement, getting 7 against Seattle. And as of now, that's pretty much it. The other crazy one, Arizona Jets. What are the – God damn it, the Jets. Am I going to have to bet you again? It opened minus 7.5. It's down to 7. Arizona at the Jets. But if you don't want to bet the Jets, I do not blame you. I probably will because I love the pain, and I can't stay away from a sharp line move. But God damn, do the Jets suck. But that about wraps it up, guys. So, yeah, big day here. Great day last night. I can't wait to sweat these Major League Baseball games today. And I'm loving the board. Can't wait to sweat Chicago tomorrow night. Tap yourself on the back. Give yourself a little pat on the back. Great, great night last night, guys. Let's keep it going. As always, remember, if you are interested in learning more about sports betting, if you have an unquenchable thirst for sports betting knowledge, if you went 5-0, 5-1, 6-0 last night, and you have a little extra dough, and you wanna let me know that you appreciate what I do, you know what you can do? You can do one very simple thing. You can buy my book, The Everything Guide to Sports Betting. It's available on Amazon and Barnes & Noble. It's got everything that I've learned in the industry over the past decade, talking about how lines are set, why they move, how to read line movement, which to me, you guys know, is one of the most important things when you're betting on sports. How to identify sharp action, go contrarian, bankroll management, tips and strategies for all the major sports. It's all included in my book. So if you want to buy my book or tell a friend, or hey, holidays aren't too far off. If you want to get a little stocking stuffer and get it out of the way soon, buy my book, The Everything Guide to Sports Betting. And if you really like it, you want to make my day, give it a good review. 5 stars and a short, solid review on Amazon would really go a long way to keeping me up to the Illuminati. Little algorithm to keep it up in the top 10. That's my goal. But great day yesterday, guys. Let's keep it going. We grind. That's what we do. We bet sharp plays. We bet against the public. We stay contrarian. We place ourselves on the side of the house. We're always with the pros and never against them. We beat the closing line. We have multiple outs. And you know what we do? We don't get too high when we win. We don't get too low when we lose. We grind and we invest in sports. We don't just bet on them. We invest on them. So I will see you at the window. Whether that is the Brook in New Hampshire, or whether that is Twin River in Rhode Island, or whether that is the Borgata in Atlantic City with my guy Thomas Gable and Michael Lombardi, or maybe it's in Vegas where we can meet up at the new Circa opening up soon, or the great old South Point where the VSiN studio is based. But wherever it may be, when I see you at the window and you show me that Heat plus 7.5 ticket, or that Heat under 219 ticket, or that Tampa Bay ticket, or that Houston Astros ticket. You know what you're going to do? You're going to show me that ticket. I'm going to buy you a beer. Keep grinding, guys. Have a great day. I will be co-hosting Betting Across America today from 3 to 5 if you want to tune in. I'll be updating you on all the MLB line movements for today. And that about does it. So have a fantastic day, guys. Good luck, and I will see you tomorrow.
MTV's official Challenge podcast is back for another season.
And so are we.
I'm Tori Deal.
And I'm Anissa Ferreira.
The wait is over, guys. All Stars 4 is finally here.
And this season takes it to a whole new level. Old school legends, modern power players, and ex-lovers are all competing in Cape Town, South Africa for the prize of $300,000.
And we're going to be right here along with you fans, covering every episode on the podcast.
Listen to MTV's official Challenge podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith, host of the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at the very least as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and I answer your phone calls and respond to your tweets. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions and straight-shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers, all that and more. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
From LinkedIn News, I'm Jesse Hempel, host of the Hello Monday podcast. In my 20s, I knew what career success looked like. In midlife, it's not that simple. Work is changing, we are changing, and there's no guidebook for how to make sense of it. Start your week with the Hello Monday podcast. Listen to Hello Monday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
From LinkedIn News, I'm Leah Smart, host of Everyday Better, an award-winning weekly podcast dedicated to personal development. Whether you're looking for ways to shift your mindset or seeking more fulfillment in your life, we've got you covered. Join me as we dive into captivating stories and research-backed ideas that have empowered me and others to lead lives with more clarity and intention. Everyday Better, making growth an everyday practice. Listen to Everyday Better on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.